I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Football Drop Podcast.
Oh yes, how are you?
I'm good, brother. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm very good today. A bit stressed, but yeah? I'm okay.
Well, go on. What's going on?
Oh, just life, mate. Just life gets in the way, doesn't it? Work's busy, life's busy. I'm going away on holiday on Thursday morning, and I have nothing packed. I have hardly any clothes washed, and I'm in the office for the next 2 days.
Ooh.
So yeah, I'm not really sure how I'm going to get my stuff done and clothes ready. But when there's a will, there's a way, and there's a will on this podcast.
Where are you going? Anywhere nice?
Vienna.
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 Nice. That's still in Austria, right?
It is still in Austria. There's six of us going. There was going to be eight. One of my very closest friends and his partner are going to go. So when we planned it back in, I want to say November, December time, he said, go. I'm sorry, I'm fully booked out until about June time, every weekend.
Right, yeah.
It was a shame because it would have been quite good fun with him there as well. But
yeah.
So there's a will on this podcast, but there's not a will on holiday, is there?
There's not, no, I'm glad to be missing it, actually. I remember talking about it and feeling, oh, yeah, this will be well good. But, yeah, mate, my life is, it's a busy old time for me.
Yeah? What's been going on? Talk to me. And the listeners. Talk to the listeners.
Not a lot, really. How was your weekend?
Yeah, it's okay. I've thought of a really good segment for this podcast while we're talking about it, actually. You know, most podcasts, including us, we say, oh, email us in, blah, blah, blah. What if we ask for help and send the questions and the listeners can actually answer our questions instead?
All right, fair enough. I've actually got a segment that we're going to, that's coming up today, but so we're full of segments. We're like an orange.
Oh my God. Chocolate. Is it Terry's?
Hey, it's not Terry's. It's mine.
Idiot. Mate, how was your roast yesterday for Mother's Day?
I didn't have a roast.
What?
No.
But it's Mother's Day. You have to have a roast. Mums love a roast.
Yeah. I don't know why we didn't have a roast. We just didn't have a roast. We had, like, picky bits.
Ah, British tapas, yes.
Well, it was more chocolate, to be honest. It was, like, calorie-loaded calories, really, you know?
Nice. So the diet's going well. The weight loss is working wonders.
Pumped up. Yeah, I realise I've got to lose £3 every week. I think I probably stayed the same. I think it's Way Day Wednesday for me, just to see how I'm getting on, just to touch base. And unless I eat nothing but air tomorrow, probably not going to do very well. But it's all about habit building, isn't it? It's all about habit building. It's not a diet. It's not a fad. It's a lifestyle change. I'm just not ready to change my lifestyle.
Yes, absolutely. Buy one, get one free pizza's ruined my lifestyle, but it also makes my lifestyle.
It makes your life.
And chicken wings and halloumi fries from Spoons also contribute massively. Yes.
I had to send a picture of that to you on Friday night.
Mate, I was so, so gutted and so jealous.
I couldn't well imagine, mate.
It. Couldn't believe it.
It was a good night. But yeah, how was your weekend? Did you have a roast? I assume you had a roast.
We did.
You know, so
4.9 kilo bit of beef we had between six of us. Well, that's five of us and a two-year-old.
That's quite a lot of beef.
There's quite a lot left over as well.
Is there? I bet.
Yeah. So I've got beef sandwiches tomorrow, as you can imagine. Actually, I haven't had dinner yet. Yeah. After this, I think I'll have a bit of beef. Bit of beef.
Bit of beef.
But yeah, it was a good weekend.
We have a bit of beef on the podcast as well.
Yeah. Are we ever going to do that charity boxing match at all?
Mate, every time I'm on that bag, I am literally thinking that I'm pounding your face in.
Nice. Yeah, hits you back and it knocks you flying.
That sounded a lot better in my head than
I was going to gloss over that and just not bring any attention to it.
Yeah,
Mate, I've got some footballing news for you. I don't know whether you'll care that much, but I do. So AFC Crewe are through to our first ever cup final.
Oh, wow, well done. Who are they against?
Crewe Challenge Cup. We're against Crewe FC, I think it is.
Oh,
lots of teams sound very similar. It's very confusing.
AFC Crewe against Crewe FC after they just knocked out Crewe CFA and...
and Real Crewe. historic, mate. Historic. 3-0 in the semi-final. So, yeah, mate, I was buzzing for that.
Congratulations. Yeah, I would be as well.
How was your weekend?
Sticking with football. Did you watch the boxing?
Mate, yes, I did. Whew! Those punches from AJ were so powerful and so accurate. I think I'd die if he hit me with one of those.
Yeah.
I wouldn't just be Sparko like Ngannou was. I'd be dead. That's it. Done.
Well, I wouldn't have got back up. In the second round, I'd have gone, do you know what, it's not worth it. I'll just go and fight somebody else.
Mate, I would have just gone down.
Boxer.
Yeah, mate, he is. Look what he did to Fury.
Well, there's sort of people saying that Fury didn't really do it. He wasn't like really up for it. He didn't take it seriously. It was a bit of a game for him. And then when they saw Joshua do that, it's then added to that kind of narrative of, yeah, Fury was only playing.
Yeah, quite possibly. Yeah, quite possibly. But you've got to take every fight seriously because, I mean, the size of him and the power Ngannou's got, one punch will get you, as Fury found out several times.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But, I mean, credit where it's due, there must be some massive respect that two of the biggest boxers in world boxing have decided to fight this big guy from what was he on
MMA.
Mixed martial arts, wasn't it? Yeah,
mixed martial arts. No one who says mixed martial arts.
This guy,
oh yeah, Dana White, he runs the mixed martial arts. They call it the ultimate fighting championship. Oh. But how has he managed to bag these fights though?
That is probably because they respect him. They think, yeah, he's a big guy. He's got a hard hit. He's transitioned into boxing quite well. Mm. Let's give it. It's what it's all about, isn't it? The money at the moment is all in these kind of fights that aren't fights. So, in other news, Mike Tyson is coming out of retirement for the 365th time. He's going to fight Jake Paul.
It's a joke. That whole thing is an absolute joke. I don't think it's even been announced yet, whether it's a exhibition fight or an actual professional fight yet. But it's free on Netflix.
Oh.
So at least you don't have to pay for it.
Yeah, true. Yes.
So that's something. But I really hope Tyson just destroys him. Because looking at some of the training clips that have resurfaced, and I don't know whether they're recent or not, but he looks deadly.
Who? Iron Mike?
Tyson, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I can imagine.
Jake Paul, mate, he's going to get absolutely slaughtered, hopefully.
Yeah, well, I mean, so you're Jake Paul, right?
No,
you've
I'm
got
Ben.
You've got this successful drink that he's brought out. He's a famous podcaster.
No, that's not him, that's the other one. That's Logan.
How's it?
Yeah, Jake's got nothing to do with Prime Energy.
Right. I'm really not down with the kids, am I?
Fantastic knowledge from the 83-year-old.
He's a famous YouTuber. He's a boxer. He's had a fair few fights now, hasn't he? He fought Tommy Fury, didn't he?
Yeah, that's the only one he's lost.
A while ago. Sorry?
That's the only one he's lost. He's at 9-1 now.
That was points, wasn't it? As well, that was a technical. And then you get the opportunity to fight Mike Tyson.
I mean, you say opportunity, but like, I appreciate we're not fighters. We don't have that boxing mentality. But if someone said to me, do you want to get in the ring with Mike Tyson? I'm like, no, thank you. Cheers, but no, I'm right.
But if you thought, so you've literally put yourself in his shoes. So, you know, you've not made the energy drink and you're really disappointed about just finding out about that. So you need a bit of extra cash. You're pretty good at boxing. And Mike Tyson, like, well, how old is Mike Tyson? 52, is it?
57. It'll be 58 when they fight.
And a 58-year-old says, do you want to fight for millions and millions of pounds? What do you say?
It's not just a 57-year-old, is it? The way he's 57, I'd be like, yeah. If you look at your average 57-year-old, yeah, maybe. Maybe I'll give it a go. But it's a 57-year-old who's the previous heavyweight champion of the world, the youngest ever heavyweight champion of the world, and it's Mike Tyson.
Yeah. Like, the greatest fighter that's ever lived.
That Charles, whatever his name was, that AJ fought, I think even we'd beat him in a fight. He looked absolutely poor. Charles Martin. I don't think he was very good. I think we could have probably been a heavyweight champ at some point. Well, I'd be heavyweight. I'm not sure about you.
I reckon there's a lot of people here that are listening thinking, what is Ben all talking about? Normally, he is the one that speaks sense. I like this. I'm going to take the high horse.
I love how you've done that. That's like a perfect video clip of, oh, look at me. look, we've talked quite a lot about anything but football, and it's the Football Drop podcast. So, do you want to move on?
Yeah, let's move on, mate. Let us move on. So, I've got a little... So, something that I wanted to bring to the podcast. So, I just want to sort of say, right, that we want to add a little bit of things in. We've spoken many times about adding things in. I think we did a couple of quizzes. We've done this, that, and the other. Features are not our strong point. We think of a feature, we very quickly forget it. Like the one that you just said that you wanted to introduce to the podcast, that feature that I went, that's a great idea. Forgotten it.
What was
already.
It?
Already. I can't remember what you said. Genuinely can't remember what you said.
Nor can I. I have to listen back.
So,
seriously, what was it?
Genuinely, mate, I cannot remember. Well, I have no idea what you said. So we're not very good at that. But I have got one now.
I've got it. It's okay. I know what it is.
Yeah? Okay, cool. So I've got one. So it's kind of some ridiculous stats that don't seem real, but actually are.
Right, okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, go on.
So I'll give you one that I think we've spoken about on here already. Roy Hodgson is older than the Barnabell.
Sorry. He's older than the Bernabeu.
Yeah.
Not the Barnabeu, the Bernabeu.
The Bernabeu, Barnabeu. It depends where you come from, really, and how you say it. And where'd you go?
Depends what place it is, really. Barnabeu can only be made this year. Mate, is he seriously older than the Bernabeu?
Yeah.
That's insane. Wow.
So that was just the example, and I feel like I've blown your mind with that. I didn't know you didn't know that.
No, you say, oh, we spoke about this before on the podcast. I don't think we've ever spoken about that on the podcast.
Well, maybe I spoke about it to myself once and thought we was on the podcast. And I thought, maybe sounds I replied right. to myself, thought it was you, and we moved on because we sound very similar.
Definitely. Definitely.
So the one that I actually wanted to give you, so there's a popular stat that's quite unbelievable that Gary Lineker never got a card.
Yeah, I did know that one.
Yeah.
I did know that one.
Did you know that Zinedine Zidane was never flagged offside?
What, his whole career? Wow. Seriously? Not even for France either?
Never. He's never been flagged offside. This is a stat that I got. I won't give the who told it to me because I don't remember. But yeah, Zidane has apparently never been flagged offside, which is absolutely insane. You know, if it's true, it's absolutely insane.
Jesus.
Because you think of how many goals he scored, how good he was. Like, his assists were incredible. His goals normally were absolute fucking stonkers from outside the area. But, you know, he would have been up there for corners and stuff like that. And yet, he was always onside.
Wow.
Technical genius, I think.
Very much so. Very much so.
So I'll bring you those once a week. You've got three for the price of one. But I'll bring you those once a week and we could just have a little think about it and blow each other's minds rather than anything else.
Sounds amazing. I'm going to move on from your weird comment. How old do you feel right now, Will?
How old do I feel? Oh, yeah. Mate, I'm ancient, right? So I was in a team meeting earlier and one of the people there said, oh, no, they're not old. Like, they're not old. They're not like 36. And I was sitting there like, oh, my God. I'm like Christ. 2 years away from that. My one God. In a couple of months,
yeah.
Which is fucking insane.
Well, I'm going to make you feel older. Tom Cleverley is a manager.
I know.
Albeit interim at Watford at the moment, but he's now a manager.
It's absolutely insane.
I didn't believe it. I had to like proper look at about three or four different things, articles and sources, just to believe that. Thought it was like an early April Fool's kind of thing, but no.
No. He has taken over. Who was the manager of Watford?
Valerian something or other.
Mate, Valerian, isn't that?
I lose track.
Isn't that what the swords were made for from Game of Thrones?
I don't know. I've never watched Game of Thrones. That's another unbelievable stat for you. Four for the price of one.
That is more unbelievable than all of the stats that I've never watched. Didn't you go to Croatia where they filmed it?
Yes, I did. Dubrovnik, yeah.
Did you do the tour?
Yeah, no, we did the City Walls tour, not the Game of Thrones tour. We did the City Wall tour, though, where there's lots of scenes there. Yeah. True story. So, yeah, and also, Neil Warnock has left Aberdeen.
Oh, that was stupid, wasn't it?
I don't get it. He just literally lives life for fun.
I don't really know how to make that because he won, didn't he? He got through to the semi-finals of the Scottish FA Cup. I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, they won
3-1. Yeah, and then he went and resigned. I mean, then he hasn't improved the team too much from where they were when I forget who it was left. I don't know. Targaryen, probably, if we're going by Ben, who has no idea probably what I'm talking about.
I've heard that name, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've heard that name. I think apparently Jon Snow's been rumoured to be taken over.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
That's a name, right?
Yeah, that is the name. Yeah, well done. This is a bit. This is a bit like me when you talk about Harry Potter to me, and I'm like, "What the hell?"
Mate, I can't believe you've not seen Harry Potter. But I know you're old. But you're not that old. Surely you took Jack to see it when it first came out.
No. I did say to Jack the other day, if you want to watch Harry Potter, I'll be prepared to lose. Well, I didn't say that actually, because that would be weird to say to an 8-year-old. But I did say, I'd be prepared to watch it with you.
Can I just ask quickly? I'm going to digress massively here, though. Can you just confirm or deny whether this is true for me on the podcast, so everyone can listen? Do you have your mum jokes with Jack?
You fucking stitch me out there.
Look, it's so... a simple... No, it's a simple yes or no question. We don't need a story. We just need a yes or no.
Technically, yes, but it's not as bad as it sounds.
Go on, plead your case. Plead your case.
Well, so he just says Joe Mama because he finds it really funny, but I also find it really funny and then I laugh. So I don't know if he actually understands what the hell he's saying, but I find it really funny. So we just say Joe Mama to each other.
Fuck, sorry.
Yeah, thanks for that.
So I'd just like to throw it in there now and then.
If social services are on the phone, tomorrow, I don't know where to come. Fucking hell.
It's right, they won't hear it till Wednesday, it's fine.
Fair point.
Oh, dear. What else is on our little list that we've actually prepared this week?
So, Kylian Mbappe, obviously, he is off to Real Madrid, and everybody is really excited not to see how he gets on with Bellingham, Rodrigo, Vinicius...
Yosselu's up top, isn't he?
Yosselu, and yeah. Who's the other guy?
Who's the other go? You got Modric, you've got Cruz.
No. I can't think.
Arda Güler.
French central Chiumeni. Midfielder.
Or Camavinga?
Oh, and him, yeah.
They've got a really good team, haven't they?
Yeah, they have got quite a good
really
team,
good team. And they're all young now as well.
Yeah, Modric is well young now, yeah.
Yeah, well, he'll be going soon.
Yeah, he will, yeah.
But he's still, still quality.
But yeah, so because he's leaving, PSG are kind of trying to... I don't really understand this, but they're trying to sort of... work out life after Mbappe now. So they're paying him all that wage and they're keeping him on the bench. They're still winning, of course, because, you know.
It's the French league.
Yeah. I don't want to call it a farmer's league because, you know, it's difficult. Not everyone will go there and storm it.
Mm.
So, you know, we've seen some really good games. We've had some really good winners. It's actually, there's been quite a lot of winners throughout the history of Ligue 1. So, it's not the worst league. But it's no Saudi Pro, you know?
Oh, man,
so, they've left him on the bench.
Yeah,
they've left him on the bench.
I don't understand that.
It's insane in the membrane.
It is, very much so. Very much so. Have you seen what Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's been spouting off about recently?
Go on. Enlighten us.
So, you know, I think it was last week, the week before, we were slating Bruno Fernandes, as we tend to do quite a lot, about his attitude and leadership. It was like, how is he a leader, blah, blah, blah. Apparently that certain Man United players, which he didn't name, which is really annoying, refused a captaincy when he was manager.
Oh, really?
Yeah, apparently. He didn't want to do any of the media duty, didn't want that pressure as captain.
Who was that?
Ollie said that. He didn't say who.
Who do you reckon?
I don't know.
Harry Maguire.
No, because he was captain and he took it. And he wasn't there when Ole Gunnar Solskjaer was. So probably not him.
What? Maguire was there when Solskjaer was there.
Was he?
Yeah.
Solskjaer left a while ago now.
He was the one before Ten Hag.
Was he?
Yeah, they had an interim.
Rangnick, yeah. But I don't think Harry Maguire was there then. I thought they signed Maguire. Oh, I don't even know. I don't need to be hung up on that. But yeah, basically, he was saying certain players would say no to it, just for certain matches as well.
That's weird.
It's bad, mate. I think it just says the state that the club's in.
Well, did he say that there's no magic wand at Man United and that Ten Hag will struggle for a long, long time?
Yeah.
It's quite bold of him to come out and say stuff like that, isn't it, about his former... His club.
Yeah, it's an unusual move. It's definitely an unusual move. But it's nice for us as fans and us to... It gives us some stuff to talk about on here, really, doesn't it?
Very true, very true. But there is some breaking news, Benjamin.
Oh, is there? Do share.
There is some breaking news. It won't be that much breaking news when this breaks on Wednesday, but the breaking news is that the Premier League has agreed to scrap the profit and sustainability rules as they currently are, and they are going to go to a similar format that is used by UEFA, where you can use your percentage of your earnings. Up to 80% could be the number that is being touted.
80% of what? Is that the total revenue?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. I realised we're on an audio, and a nod of the head is not sufficient.
Well done, Will. Well done. And a great voice and accent you put on as well there. Yeah.
3 years in, and I've just realised that a nod is no good.
Yep. Well done. Mate, that could be game. Does that change for Everton and stuff, though?
No. So there is a little caveat with that. So Manchester City, Nottingham Forest and Everton will still continue their legal proceedings under the old rules. It's going to come in from probably June, July time.
That's so bad. They're going to be fuming. Especially the City one. Because that's obviously going to go on for years yet with old rulings.
The City one won't, and they'll probably bring this up. Oh, you brought new rules out, so what does it matter anyway? And then they'll be like, oh, yeah, fair play. Go on, Pep. Have your sixth title in a row because, you know, you're bald and we like you. And you play fantastic football. Yeah, it's just it.
Wow, someone is salty about this.
I just don't like it.
No, I have to agree. I think if I was Everton, I'd be a bit annoyed considering they've told them everything from the outset as well. And then they're changing the rules and they're still going to be penalised and potentially go down because of that. That's hard.
But they broke the rules.
Yeah, so they broke the rules. Absolutely. But now they've changed the rules. Or changing the rules.
But they do that with the handball rule all the time. You can't then go back and say, oh, poor Liverpool, that would have been handball 3 years ago. Like with the beach ball.
I get that.
And Darren Bent. If they'd have changed the rules and that, they couldn't go back and like pop the beach ball.
Oh, can they not?
No. More like that.
Damn it. No, I see your point. And yeah, I do get it. I think there's still... It's still a valid point for them to still feel a bit hard done by with it all. But I do agree, yes, it broke the rules.
I have
They've
got
been punished.
No sympathy for these teams. Like, Forest. You know,
Forest,
I
have
if you remember,
no sympathy.
We had Rob Jones from Sky Sports, our new best friend, and he... he said...
I really hope he's listening or watching.
And he said that they've spent too much money. And, you know, if he says it, then I believe it.
But they did it very obviously as well. They literally had a new announcement signing every 12 hours throughout the transfer window.
Yeah. And they had no sponsor for their kit either. So they're losing money there. Like they've not got that income.
I forgot about that, yeah.
And they're like spunking all this money everywhere. It's like, wow, what is going on?
Yeah, that was good times.
It was interesting, wasn't it?
very, very interesting. Very interesting.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Please make sure you are following us. Please like and subscribe to us on YouTube and Spotify. Just search Football Drop Podcast. Simple as that.
Will he or won't he, Bolly?
Will he or won't he, Bolly? Should we move on to the weekend's results?
Why the hell not Benjamin?
Because... I did quite well guessing the scores this weekend, didn't I?
I wondered how long. 28 minutes didn't it took you to say that. 28 minutes.
It's at 10-3 at the moment.
It's 10-3 at the moment, yeah, despite your calculations. You always forget that if you get three points, that doesn't mean that I get none.
It should do. It should do. Actually, I think I should get triple points for this week only.
Yeah, funny that. Funny
and then
that.
I think I'll still be behind by only a couple then.
No, I think you're well catching me. Yeah, 10-3. And then who we got tonight?
We've got Chelsea Newcastle tonight.
Oh, that's correct. Yeah, well done.
So yeah, we'll see how that one plays out. So first game, Man United Everton. 2-0 Man United.
Whoa.
Talk about weekend results.
Sheffield United against Arsenal.
Oh, my God. Yeah, sorry. Monday night one.
How could you forget?
Well, I forgot we were having a training game on Monday. So, yeah, sorry.
It was embarrassing, wasn't it?
I've never seen us look so convincing. But that is 90% down to the fact that I've never seen a team be so bad, so disorganised, ever in the Prem.
I would say that Sheffield United team was probably, other than Rotherham, was probably the worst team in the top two divisions.
Joe, I genuinely would say top three or top four divisions on that game alone. Even English League football standard. That was poor. Like, don't
it was
wrong,
poor.
I know we're in red hot form and whatever, and I know we're dominating games at the moment, so it's hard. But you've got to have something.
Yeah.
They offered nothing whatsoever for those full 90 minutes. Wrexham would have turned them over. Scunthorpe would have turned them over.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, in the way they played, AFC Crewe would have given them a game.
Ah, mate. Well, AFC Crewe on fucking fire, mate. They're into the Crewe Bars Cup final, aren't they?
Crewe
now?
Challenge against, Cup final, yeah, you know it.
Against FCA Crewe.
Inter Crewe. Inter versus Real.
AC Crewe against Inter Crewe.
The third Crewe derby. Yeah, mate, that was a sensational 6-0 win. I'm a little bit gutted we didn't get double figures because we just took. Who did we take off half time? Saka and Martinelli, I think, came off half time, didn't they?
Martinelli's injured his foot, hasn't he?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Which is annoying. You'd have thought we'd have just started with, you know, Chuck Rees-Nelson on, giving Ketia a game.
Yeah, I don't know.
I know we're going for a title, and you know that's probably the reason why he didn't, but. Yeah, I think we'd have probably still beaten, even if we'd have had Bernd Leno up front. And he plays for Fulham.
Sign him on loan. Emergency, one game loan. Yeah, honestly, it was just... It was in an incredible first half, especially. I think we could have scored 7 or 8.
Oh, 100%, yeah. 100%. If we had a proper striker, I dread to think what we would do.
If we had, like, Haaland in that game, for example, because the amount of balls that were going into the box, he probably could have got 6 on his own.
Yeah. Well, he quite regularly does, doesn't he?
No, he gets 5. He gets 5 quite a lot now. Not quite 6. Pep takes him off to keep him hungry, doesn't he?
Keep him hungry.
Can we move on to weekend games now?
Yeah. And if you're watching on YouTube, I do apologise, but I've got 3 screens, and one of them just keeps turning itself. It's plugged in, like nothing's moving, and it just keeps turning itself off. So I'm now resorted to 2 screens. It should still be recording. Hopefully you didn't notice anything. But if you did, I apologise.
Breaking news as it stands, it is 1-0 to Chelsea.
Oh, who scored?
I don't know. I didn't click it.
Chelsea.
Just saw it. Yeah, Chelsea scored. Man United beat Everton 2-0. I was really disappointed with this. Did not want a 2-0 win for Man United.
It was a funny one as well, wasn't it? Because I'm not too sure Everton were that bad.
They wasn't. They wasn't that bad at all. They deserved points out of this game.
This is the problem with Everton, and if I'm being completely honest, and I know you're going to dig me out for this, a Sean Dyche team, they don't get many goals.
No, they don't. You're right.
And he's not scoring. Like, they had 23 shots, Ben. 6 of them were on target. And that's against one of the poorest teams in the Premier League this season.
Oh, I've got to disagree
with that. I'm only joking.
They just don't have anyone that can put the ball in the back of the net consistently, reliably.
No, what happens if that Beto?
He hasn't really hit the ground running at all, has he? He's barely hit the ground.
They've not been better with him, have they?
Calvert-Lewin's just consistently injured.
Unbelievable. He was being touted for England a few seasons ago. Now, I don't even know if he'd make it into a B team.
Probably not, no. He'll make it into the medics room, though.
Yeah.
Big 3 points for Man United, that. Keeps them in that hunt for the top 4. They're a little bit behind, but... keeps him in the hunt for that, though.
After Ben from last week, I love Ben. I thought he was fucking brilliant. I loved him. not as much as Rob, if you're listening. So,
have you got any more room in your mouth that you can actually speak? Or?
wow. Oh my god.
That was honestly up there with the most revolting things you've ever done. And I had to watch that on camera and hear it in my ear.
Like and subscribe, please, guys. Don't forget to like and subscribe.
Where is it? Where are we going to point? Do you know where it is? Okay, she's pointing at everyone. Nice.
2 penalties. Both penalties.
Yeah.
Reluctantly agree. Yeah.
Yeah. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Your game's always going a different order to mine. So what's up next for you, William?
So should we go with AFC Bournemouth against Sheffield United, who had a better game.
Significantly better game. Went 2-0 up.
2-2 draw. 2-0 up. They were lucky, though. but I think Bournemouth had about 24 sitters and didn't score any of them. He missed the penalty as well.
Yeah, Solanke. And I put him in my bloody dream team as well.
Oh, did you got
him
in
my FPL this week. So I need to check it after tonight's game. Yeah, I need to focus on FPL more as well. Need to make sure I completely annihilate you.
You're preaching to the choir, mate. I think I took Harry Kane out a couple of months after he'd left. I don't even know who I've got in my team anymore. I'm not
still
gonna lie.
Makes, I hope they're all injured.
Probably. Yeah. No, well, they're not very playing very well. I think I've got Aoni, maybe Watkins. Watkins is doing all right, isn't he?
Yeah, he's doing well. He's doing well. But yeah, I was surprised with that result for Bournemouth, though, considering they were at home as well. I thought they'd turn them over. But obviously, whatever Chris Wilder said has worked to a certain extent. Yes, I know they were lucky, but they did seem to play a lot better.
Yeah, they did play a lot better. Yeah, credit where it's due. You're right. They did play a lot better. They had a bit more possession, a bit more opportunities down the other end. Mm. But yeah, I think Bournemouth just missed their chances. I think Bournemouth were very much the better team. On another day, Solanke would have had a Hattie. You know, it would have been a bit different, but that's the way it goes sometimes, isn't it? I think Iraola was a bit Iraola-annoyed, but...
Was you going to try and say irritating and forgot the word?
Nah, I was just trying to make a little joke, but it turns out I'm not that funny.
No, you will bang on the money there. What's next, William?
So Crystal Palace against Luton Town. I don't know actually if you've listened to the Tom Lockyer interview on another footballing podcast with Gary Lineker, Alan Shearer and Michael Richards.
I listened to that this morning.
Yeah, me too. It was really, really interesting. It was a really good listen. So once you finish with this one, listen to the previous episode of this of the Football Drop podcast. And yeah, maybe give that a listen when you get a chance. So yeah,
you could see you had no idea where you were going with that. You really lost it. It was like, yeah, okay.
That is a regular occurrence when I talk. I've got no idea what's going to come out next.
It's a surprise for everyone.
It's as much for me as it is everybody else. I thought Palace were quite unlucky actually on this one. I thought that they probably deserved the win. I think they had the most of the possession, most of the shots, most of the chances. I think they hit the crossbar, mate. That
Eze. Yeah, I was just about to say. Oh my God. He was so unlucky for that not to go.
Yeah, he was, yeah.
Palace did have a lot of chance. They look so much better already with Glasner in.
Yeah, they're starting to play a system that obviously he wants. So, you know, I think it'll change and develop over the course of the season and into next season. They'll be a very different team, but. Yeah, it seems to be working quite well for them. It's interesting to see what's going to happen, you know, especially in January. In the summer.
I mean, January would be very different, to be fair. Yeah,
yeah, it will be.
But yeah, it's. I think that's a big point for Luton as well. They've had a few games recently where they've played very well, but just haven't got the points and just narrowly lose. I think that's a big draw for them.
You say narrowly lose?
Narrowly lose, yeah.
Oh, I thought you said lose.
No, lose. As in to lose.
Nice. That is probably the best thing you've ever said.
What was that? Wolves Fulham?
Yeah, let's go for that. Gary O'Neill is doing a sterling job. Big. He's not quite got that contract yet, has he?
Apparently, the rumour has it that he has been proposed with a contract.
But not to be signed until the summer?
Apparently so. I think he wants reassurances over probably spending, which makes sense, considering the cloud that he kind of arrived on. Mm-hmm. Fulham didn't look that good at times throughout this game. I think they were a little bit unfortunate at certain times, but they looked a little bit off the boil.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think Wolves looked at their best either.
No.
But I think for Fulham, they just couldn't hit the target as often, could they? Couldn't quite get that last bit. I think they have 23 shots and only 7 on target.
It's mad, isn't it?
But Ait Nouri, he played very, very well. Scored a good goal.
It was a good goal.
I think, you know, Wolves are a good team. Only a bit of that.
Yeah, did well. And the last one on Saturday was our game against Brentford. Wasn't our best. Huge error from Ramsdale. And, I mean, I'm going to be biased a little bit here, but this is genuine. I wasn't even annoyed. I was just gutted for him.
Okay.
Because I think realistically, all of us Arsenal fans know this is probably going to be his last appearance for us. Unless there's an injury to Raya. He's probably going to leave in the summer. He deserves first team football. He's good enough to play in any, well, most teams in the Prem, realistically. But that was a huge, huge error. But he made up for it in my eyes in the second half with those two mental saves. One from Tony from long distance. I can't remember the other one now. I think it was Vissa. But from Tony from that long distance strike. And that was a great save. But I was just so gutted for him. So gutted.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I think I felt gutted for him as well because he's just such a nice guy. We like him a lot here on the FDP. But yeah, I think Raya was brought in by Arteta for a reason, and I think he's better at playing out, and I think, you know, it's gutting because Ramsdale almost showed the Arsenal fans this is why, like, I've been dropped.
Mm.
But by the way, that Tony here, the technique that he had to hit that ball as well as he did and get that on target was fucking incredible.
It was insane.
I've never seen someone hit a ball with their weaker foot on the half volley from that far out and hit it sweet. That was such a good strike. I watched that a lot because it didn't go in, probably. I watched that a lot of times, like, how the fuck has he done? I've never seen that from that sort of range. That was great.
Yeah, I can't wait to hopefully see him at the Emirates every other week next season. Fingers crossed.
Yeah. What? So that game, we must talk about it. So obviously, King Kai, 60 million down the drain. King Kai scores again.
He scores again, and against Brentford. He's got a single-handedly almost got 6 points against Brentford now.
So, obviously, he got a yellow card.
Yeah.
Which was a yellow card. Mm-hmm. And then it was alleged he did a little dive in the box to try and get a penalty.
Yeah.
Should that have been his second yellow card?
Yeah.
You reckon?
Yeah, I do. Yes, there was slight contact, but to me, that's a dive.
Yeah, it's one of them for me.
It hurts. It hurts to say that, but yeah, it's a dive.
It's one of them where, yes, I could see a red card being given and it wouldn't have been overturned. But I think there was probably enough contact that VAR couldn't say... You need to give a red there.
I think we're very lucky on that one.
Very, yeah, and then obviously he scored the winner. So
he had to score the winner because it's football. We need a story, don't we? Out of it, we need a story.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And I did notice, you know, Ivan Toney was furious. Blah blah blah. Blah. They weren't that annoyed when they were offside and they fucking drew the lines wrong, were they?
They were very happy about that, weren't they?
Yeah.
Very happy about that. But regardless, it's a 2-1 win for us. That's what the record goes down as. It's another win, which propped us up to top of the league at the time.
Yes, it did, Ben. Yes, it did. Very nicely.
Big game on Sunday. But we had lots of other games.
Should we move on to the Sunday games?
Yeah, I was seamlessly going into it. Come on, man.
I know, mate. I love that.
And then you just interrupted the flow, man.
It's so, a beautiful face.
Aston Villa Spurs.
Yeah.
Before we go into detail, John McGinn. What on earth was he doing?
What was he doing?
That I've seen tackles like that at rugby. I've genuinely been taken out pretty much exactly like that at rugby. That was ridiculous. He made no attempt for the ball whatsoever.
That's a funny one as well, wasn't it? Because they were already 2-0 down.
Mm.
They really didn't need him to be sent off. for nothing. He was in the middle of the pitch as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was no real threat. He's their captain.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's
yeah.
done that. Honestly, it's just ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. But annoyingly, Tottenham looked really good in that second half.
Yeah.
They looked incredible yeah. in that second half.
They've got a few players back from injury now, haven't they? With Madison, Johnson, and with Timo Werner coming in as well.
Sarr as well, but, looking good.
Yeah, but special shout out for our man Son. I mean, he's incredible.
Our man? What?
Yeah, well, we like Son, don't we? Like, if there was one Tottenham player that you would have at Arsenal, I think you'd take Son.
Yeah, I think you would. Yeah, okay, fair enough. I thought he was really liking Spurs for a sec there. I was going to have to pause the podcast and just have a quick chat. Like, what are you doing? Where's his going? Where's his leading? Yeah, he looked fantastic. He looks so
he
much,
does every game.
So much more free as captain. It's really strange. Like, I know he's obviously got more space with Harry Kane not being kind of in that centre sort of striker or centre forward or whatever you want to call it position. But it is. I don't want to say it, but it's really quite entertaining to watch them sometimes.
Yeah, no, I can concur with that.
And turn Villa over 4-0 at their place.
At Villa Park as well. Yeah. It's insane.
So a top four race heating up for sure between them two as well. Looking very, very good. What's the next game?
Yeah. So you've got Brighton and Hove Albion against Nottingham Forest. 1-0 win. Yeah. I'm going to be honest now. I'm going to have a little confession with you. I don't think I've seen any of this game.
Sure. I'm really gutted you said that because I've only watched real tiny snippets of it. So
move on, then.
I know. So there was a Brighton player that probably should have been sent off, Moda. And it looked right. from what I saw on Sky Sports, it looked like he should have been sent off. It looked like a complete wrong decision. Nuno was kicking off at full time as well.
I saw that.
Full blown kicking off. Like, this is ridiculous, blah, blah, blah. I think he's probably got a fair point. Got a very fair point.
Yeah, he
point
had a
there.
Bad decision against him against Liverpool the other day.
He does love a whinge, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he comes from, you know, he's been a Tottenham manager, hasn't he? So he's gonna have learned everything there is to whinge about.
Absolutely. But big win for Brighton. Potentially
yeah, they needed
damaging.
That, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Gives them a bit more confidence. But I think that's quite damaging for Forest with the potential pending points deductions and stuff.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that one goes. Then we've got West Ham against Burnley. 2-2. Danny Ings saving West Ham.
This was one of my favouritest games of the season so far. One of, should I say.
What?
It was so entertaining. It was end-to-end. Burnley was smashing it. Then West Ham turned on the style. And it was just... I literally didn't want the game to stop. I was watching it just thinking, this game has been like mental. It was incredible. That last sort of, I can't remember how long it went into. Was it like 98 minutes? It was incredible all the way through. I really enjoyed it. I thought that West Ham could have got it, then Burnley could have got it, then West Ham could have got it, and Burnley could have got it. My only question for you, Ben, why does Mikel Antonio keep getting on the
throw-ins? Pitch. Oh, I thought you were going to say, why is he on throw-ins?
Well, no, because he can launch them into the box, but why is he on the pitch, mate?
Probably for that and that alone. I think he brings the energy and he brings a very good press, which helps team give a lot of shape. And I think that's probably one of his best and biggest attributes. But his problem
score.
No, I was about to say, his problem is in front of goal. He doesn't score. He almost looks like he doesn't know what's going to happen next. It's very similar to when you're speaking. You don't know what's going to come out. He doesn't know whether he's going to turn left or turn right. It just happens. And he just reacts to what's going on in front of him. He's like, oh, my left foot's gone. Oh, no, I'm back and right. And then it just happens. And he does that sort of face of, oh, my God. I just did two step-overs. That was well good.
It makes perfectly.
Makes perfectly. Cheers, mate. Yeah, entertaining draw. Absolutely. Good to see Burnley score a couple of goals as well.
Yeah, doesn't happen often. It's like us agreeing. It just doesn't happen often.
Yeah, okay. Then final one of the weekend. The big, big game. The title race.
The biggest game of the games. Yeah, what did you reckon?
I enjoyed the game, personally. I thought it was a very good game. But I think both teams played really well. I think a draw is probably a fair result. It's the best result I was hoping for, especially a 1-1 draw as well. I was very, very happy with that. Yeah. And I was very, very nervous when City were basically just camped out in Liverpool's box for about 10 minutes towards the end. I was like, But yeah, huge, huge draw, which subsequently left Arsenal at the top of the league still on goal difference.
Goal difference, yeah. Those, you know, this January has really helped us in that area.
That
we
Dubai,
saw from City.
Dubai warm weather, mate. Mental.
Up in the heat, yeah. And that, you know, we've seen from City before where they've won on goal difference, the league. That is, that January could be, I'm still doubtful that Arsenal will win the Premier League. I'm not going to lie. I still don't know if we can do it in terms of the consistency. So I think... go on.
We've won 8 games in a row.
No, I know. But I'm just saying we've got to continue that. We cannot lose another game.
Yeah.
We've got City. We've got Chelsea, we've got Villa, we've got Tottenham, we've got
Man United. Yeah. Yeah. And I think all of them, bar one, are away from home. Which
You're right,
makes
yeah.
it we've very got... difficult. I think on paper, we've got probably the most difficult running out of the three of us. Just because of those away games, I think it swings it.
Yeah. I think the probability is City have got the better running in that sense. So I think they're 70% odds to win the Premier League. I think Arsenal are 11% and Liverpool, whatever remains. but there was lots and lots of highs and lows in that game. There was some after as well, actually. Did you see? Well, I think it might have been before. I think Michael Richards had said, if City win the game, then they'll win the Premier League. If Liverpool win the game, then Arsenal will win the Premier League.
Yeah.
And Jamie Carragher looked at him like, what?
I can't remember who it was. Someone went, but you're an Arsenal fan, aren't you? Just proper calling him
out.
Carragher. Well. I was Carragher.
Yeah,
it was
Carragher. Yeah.
I want to talk about the Doku incident, though, on McAllister.
Yeah. Yep.
Is that a red? in your genius... Absolutely intellectual opinion. You're the seasoned veteran at football here.
Yeah, his foot was too high. Yeah, he's got stud marks in his chest. Yeah, he was crouched down a bit, but I still think his foot was too high. I can see the argument that he got the ball because he did, but. If you're tall and you can get your leg up high, then of course you'll get the ball.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think when I saw it, I was very nervous. I thought, he's off. That's a foul. That's going to be, I think it was in the box, wasn't it? Or just outside the box. I can't remember.
Yeah, it was in the box.
I thought, that's a pen. There we go. Liverpool 2-1 done. I'm really surprised it wasn't. But equally, when you watch the highlight, when you're actually behind McAllister, Doku doesn't break contact from the ball, from looking at the ball at all. He doesn't even see McAllister literally till the last second. I mean, there's no action of him pulling his leg away, but he's determined to clear the ball, which I get. He's defending for his life. And I think McAllister braces for it as well. He sort of seems to pull his face back and he's like ready for that contact. So, yeah, I think it's probably actually fair. But I could 100% see that being a sending off. And I wouldn't really argue too much either way.
I think it would have been a card and a penalty, personally. That's what I would have certainly given in my refereeing days.
Yeah, I mean, I can see it, but I can... Because there's no consistency, you just never know anymore. That's I think high true. Boot, in the chest, in the box, it's a pen. But VAR looked at it, said it's fine. Got a corner, happy days. I'm happy, Arsenal fans are happy. And really, at the end of the day... What else matters?
Well, I'll tell you who wasn't happy.
Kevin De Bruyne.
Kevin De Bruyne was furious at being substituted, wasn't he?
I can't take him seriously with his new hairstyle, though.
Yeah, I get that.
Just looks like he's a sulky child.
To be fair to Pep, he was there to console him, there to talk to him. And I think he handled that really well.
He went up after, didn't he? So after he subbed him, obviously they had a bit of a chat, he was annoyed, sat down. And as the game sort of continued, he went and actually sat with him for a minute or so and spoke to him a bit more. Spoke after the game of his love for Kevin De Bruyne and his admiration for him. And I think that's very good man management. Why he took him off and what was being said, we'll never know. It looked heated to begin with, then it looked fine after. So maybe just like, why are you taking me off? I can do this, I can do that. Change of shape. Seemed to work. They had a lot of pressure on Liverpool, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of pressure. But yeah, I'm buzzing.
A lot of pressure.
With that 1-0 draw, sorry.
Yeah, me too. I'll give you the 7 points ahead that you went for the sake of Arsenal being top of the table again.
Absolutely. It is 1-0. 1-1 at half time. Chelsea, Newcastle. God, I can't. Go on reading scores like you. Yeah, it's 1-0 at half time.
Not as easy as it looks, is it?
It's not as easy as it looks. He does still make perfectly, though, so cheers, mate. We've got an international break now.
Is it international break? I thought it was an FA Cup break. I thought the FA Cup was this weekend.
But I think the next game after that is... Oh, no, there is some next week.
Yeah, it's the FA Cup. Arsenal aren't playing because we had Chelsea, and Chelsea are in it.
I should look to that one. Oh, I apologise.
Arsenal put Porto tomorrow.
We have. Big game.
Big game.
What are you doing? That looked really concerning with your right arm then. I was like, I don't want to watch that. What are you doing? Stop. Stop being weird. Christ. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord.
Getting all flustered over there.
No, I'm feeling awkward, mate. Proper awkward. Anything else to add for this week, my friend?
No, thank you, baby. I hope you have a great rest of the week. And I'll see you later.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Cheers, guys. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the FDP. Please, please like and subscribe on YouTube. It really helps us drop the pod. Follow us on X, Facebook and Instagram. Just search Football Drop Podcast. Please also email us your football stories and anything else that you want to talk to us about. We're at footballdroppodcast@hotmail.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.